This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Despite aggressive policies to stimulate the economy in Japan, a key reading of growth today has come up remarkably short. The Japanese government said today that their economy, the world's third largest, grew at an annualized rate of just 1% in the last quarter of 2013. Given all the stimulus called Abenomics after the current Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, forecasters were expecting much more. Weaker than expected exports to a slower growing China is part of this. The Japanese government has $54 billion more stimulus on the way that's designed in part to offset a 3% increase in sales tax that's coming to Japan in April. And on the subject of economic stimuli, how has it worked in the U.S.? 5 years ago today, President Obama signed into law the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, better known as the stimulus. $750 billion worth of spending that was supposed to kickstart an economic recovery and, as its supporters said at the time, save or create 3.5 million jobs. Well, did it? Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Well, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the stimulus created somewhere between 500,000 jobs and 3.3 million jobs.
If you want a precise answer that no one can quibble with, you're not going to get that.
Jim Firer is an economist at Dartmouth who's studied the stimulus. He believes unemployment is lower than it would have been, but it's impossible to say how much lower because there's not enough data. The world, Firer says, is too messy. Gabriel Chodorow-Reich was an economist at the White House in 2009.
The economy was in much worse shape at that point than we thought it was at that point.
And it continued to go downhill. Chodorow-Reich says many studies, including one he worked on, have shown the stimulus had a large impact on employment. But Firer highlights the biggest challenge of assessing how well it worked.
You don't have what we call counterfactual. We don't know what the world would have looked like in the absence of passing a stimulus package.
And that is something its critics continue to seize upon as President Obama asks Congress to approve more money to improve infrastructure. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.